How do you create, develop, and cultivate leadership in your organization? Imagine what can happen when you have mission-minded leaders and enthusiastic team members who believe they can build business as a force for good. Hi, everybody. My name is Jason Lipper, the CEO at LCI Industries, and I welcome you to this edition of Built to Lead podcast. We are delighted to share the real-life experiences of others who have courageously stepped into the power of creating a culture that feels like family, a culture where every team member has a deep sense of purpose. Take what you hear today and be inspired to build a culture of caring, giving, and leading in your organization. Amazing things happen when you place people at the core of what you do every day. Welcome to this edition of Built to Lead.
Welcome back to Built to Lead, the podcast of Lippert, and brought to you by the Academy of Leadership. And I'm speaking of the Academy, I am with its director right now, Mr. Bill Coughlin. Bill, glad to have you with us yet once again.
Edgar, always a pleasure when I get to spend some time with you.
You know, I know you're serious, but you know, just the look on your face, I wish they could see.
I am serious.
A little snarky, Bill. Anyways, so Bill's with us today, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But we're also with our friend Matt Jarlecki. Matt is our training manager for a pretty big company right now, man. So Matt Jarlecki, also affectionately known as Just Jarlecki. It took me a while to even, I didn't know he had a first name, honestly.
No, I always go with Jarlecki.
That's what everybody does. Yeah.
That's good.
It's okay. So, but you were given a first name. It happens to be Matt. But anyways, Jarlecki, what's going on, man? Glad to have you with us today, by the way.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I couldn't be more excited to be here. And thank you for inviting me to share about what we're doing.
You bet,
and,
man.
We got a really good story to tell, so I'm glad I'm getting to do that.
And we're eager to hear all about it. But before we kind of go down that path, let's hear a little bit about like where you come from. Like, help our listeners understand like who's Matt, who's this Jarlecki character, what's kind of in the days behind you, and then help us understand how you got to Lippert.
Okay, so I say it, Lippert is like my third life.
Oh.
So in my first life, I owned a commercial cleaning company and some car washes. So it was a very valuable experience being an entrepreneur. And I always say, you know, having to make a payroll is something that's, you know, life-changing, but you learn a lot from that. So those things have carried over to here because it's a business and you have to make business decisions every single day. Even in the training department, we have budgets, we have, you know, team members, and we have to schedule them and analyze, is this really worth doing? Mm-hmm. And then I transitioned into education. I taught engineering design. And then I also was a district-wide digital learning specialist. So that was helping teachers write curriculum.
Is this life number two now?
This is life number two.
Gotcha.
And help teachers transition to, you know, digital learning.
Okay.
Like, okay, it's great that this student might have an iPad or a Chromebook. What can they do with that? What does that mean that a student now can go outside the classroom walls and have access to every single thing any minute of the day?
Who knew how important that was going to be?
Yeah.
Right.
And it was great. I'd like to think we were, you know, because we were ahead of the curve and our students
I'm
had
okay
them.
I'm giving you credit for that.
Okay, all right. But again, it's a different mindset.
Yeah.
It's a different understanding of how life works.
Yeah.
And then the last role I had with that was a director of technology. So again, I got on the budgeting side and we were, you know, purchasing the equipment and what was the best equipment for a kindergartner versus a senior in high school and all those types of things. And then this opportunity presented itself to come to Lippert. And again, growing up in the community, you know, graduating from Goshen High School, I knew all the things about Lippert. I knew many people that had lived here and this opportunity came up.
You knew some of the old tales and some of the new tales?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. Like, I've known, you know, the recreational vehicle business in Elkhart County from, you know, the 80s till now.
Yeah.
So, but I knew several people here and they had said, you know, Lippert's different. You need to go here. You need to talk to people. You need to experience what's going on there. And I did, and I was just thrilled at the opportunity to do something different where I could combine lives one and two.
Oh, there you go.
So I could go and say, okay, I've got this business knowledge. I hopefully can sit with most people. And I don't think I could sit with our, you know, CFO, but I can understand, you know, I know what EBITDA is and I know what profit margin is and I know what those types of things are. But on the other side, I know how adults learn because that's the last 6 years that I spent of my life in education working with adults.
Yeah.
So how do you learn? What do you need? How would you like it presented to you? How much needs to be activity-based? Those types of things. And this was kind of the perfect melding of the two. So I took the opportunity, you know, about a year and a half ago, and it's been nothing but hard charging since.
If you haven't figured it out by now, and you're listening and not watching, hard charging is maybe a bit of an understatement.
That could be the key word of the day. Hard charging, two words.
This guy, Jarlecki is electric, man. And like, and I'm looking at his shoes. They're about electric colored. And he, so he matches the wardrobe thing, just to give you a picture. Like,
well, there you go. But I always tell people, like, kindergarten, they teach you how to math or how to match. It's not a hard thing. Like, wake up and do it. It's not hard.
For animals, for adults. He's got it. He's got it.
And yet people manage to mismatch all the time. What's up with that? I don't know. So you're now we're talking about life number three.
Yep.
Right. So you're the leader of a training program for a pretty big company right now.
Yes.
And growing. So tell us about that. Like, what's give us like a, I don't know, more of a high level overview of like what did we ask you to do? What's the big mission for Jarlecki at Lippert these days?
Okay, so I try and put it in like three separate categories. So they all tie together, but there's three separate things. So one is working as closely as we can with our operations folks in looking at what does training look like for our team members that are on the floor. And that includes everything from day one orientation to I've been here 5 years, we've updated some machinery, mm-hmm. or we've gotten a new safety protocol. And it could be internal, or it could be federal government has come and said, mm-hmm. okay, you now need to do this if you're going to run this machine.
Sure.
And everything in between. So how do we take a static policy? How do we move away from like typical training? You know, you go to it's a checklist. Okay, I told you this, yes. I told you this, yes. To transfer that into truly understanding that our team members know what that training is. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard part. And that's what new training looks like. It's not asking the team member. It's like asking their leaders, do you know that this team member knows how to do that? How?
So why is that important? Like, I know it sounds like a silly question, but from the Jarlecki perspective, why is it so important for somebody to really be in the know?
Confusion. So anybody that is not confident in what they're doing, okay, is never going to be as successful as they can be. They may be able to do it well,
right,
or well enough to get by. But I don't care what I'm doing. If I'm running a cash register to one of our highest tech machines, if there's any confusion on my part, one, I'm never going to be able to push the limit and go, oh, I could get 100 because I'm worried about the first 50 being right because mm-hmm. I don't really know.
Yeah.
So the more confident I can be, okay, I'm going to do my job better. But the other thing is, and I equate this a lot to sports, so think of when you're learning a new basketball play or a new football play or a new play on the soccer field or whatever that might be. At the beginning, all your brain is doing is, okay, where do I go? Where's he supposed to be? And all I'm doing is thinking about the play itself. Mm-hmm. As soon as I know where everybody's supposed to go, I say it this way. Now I can start playing basketball.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. I can start playing soccer. And I can start looking around for opportunities, for advantages, for all those things.
And it's a lot more fun.
Right. And so it's the same thing for our team members.
Yeah.
So if they're always not quite sure.
Right.
Okay. Where are they getting the new idea? Where are they questioning you saying, you know, if I had another one of these, I could get 20 more done this hour.
That's right.
Okay. And so that's why that's important.
I love it. That's fantastic, man. I love that. So you're working with ops leaders, right?
Correct.
So that's a big chunk of it.
Correct. And then bleeding out of that is what technical skills do we need to move us into more and more higher tech, automated type of applications. And so if you look at how we've diversified the company over the last 5, 6, 7 years, mm-hmm. I mean, we're into electronics, we're Bluetooth, all these apps on your phone,
you ain't kidding.
All these types of things.
That's right.
Well, even in Silicon Valley, they will tell you that there's not enough people to fill the jobs that they have open. And we're not in Silicon Valley here. So how do we get those people?
Right.
Like, where mm-hmm. are they? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of those answers are going to come from they're already here. They're team members that we have that we need to upskill that have the, you know, the wherewithal and the basic technical understanding, but they're lacking that education that they, you're going to get from a technical school, different things like that. And so we partnered with our local community college here, and we're offering technical training from PLCs, robotics, advanced manufacturing, those types of things where we can take our service technicians and robotic technicians and PLCs. And again, people that may be running the machine, but if they had just a little more skill or a little more knowledge, could really do amazing things for us.
Yeah.
So those two kind of tie together.
Right.
And then,
hey, Chirlecki, before you go to the next bucket, who did we partner with? And how many team members do we have in the program right now? Can you share?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to. So we partnered, we started in May, so it's relatively new. Mm-hmm. But Ivy Tech Community College offers, they're called SOCA certifications, which is smart automation around 4.0 manufacturing. They're nationally recognized organization. So the certifications that our hourly team members are getting are transferable anywhere in the country.
That's great.
Nationally recognized.
Yeah.
And so that's great for us because, again, it goes back to Edgar's question about how do we know they know? Because they're getting real certifications at the end that I can look and go, I know what this person knows.
Sure.
Okay. And so we started and we had about 23 people take two or three different classes. I'm going to share now, before I expand where we're going, is 9 of those individuals, because they did so well in taking their first two courses, we've enrolled them in a Department of Labor, U.S. Department of Labor, State of Indiana, 1-year advanced manufacturing apprentice program, where they're going to end up taking 5 of those courses and receive this advanced automation apprentice. So again, they're even stair-stepping one above to have additional skills that they'll be able to transfer across the facilities that they work in.
So how do people get in this program? How do our team members get in it? And does it cost them anything, or is the company picking up the cost?
No. So the great thing about it is we have partnered, again, with our local Work One and our state Department of Labor, and they have next level grants and they call them LIFT grants, where we can tap into, it's both federal and state funding to train our team members. And the funding is based around that advanced manufacturing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One, we want to do that here locally. We want to keep our team members here locally because, again, expand the tax base, provide opportunities for our kids that are in high school now.
Sure.
Okay. So we've been able to fund a lot of that through these grants. Okay. And the grants also call for us to partner with a local education provider, which is Ivy Tech. And so that's how we've done that. Another thing that I'll commend Ivy Tech about was Lippert had tried to do this before, but the difficulty had been that traditionally the local colleges, when you went approached them about getting training, and they offered it, but it was typically done on a college schedule, right? You know, hey, you can come on Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to 10:15 to take this class.
Doesn't work.
Right. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a team member leave and basically be gone 2 days a week. Not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So they worked with us to be able to take a 16-week college semester course, condense it down to 8 weeks, and do it 1 day a week from 1 to 5 p.m. each Wednesday.
Wow.
So Lippert has worked internally to allow our team members to leave at noon each Wednesday, the ones that are enrolled in the course, you know, go get some lunch, you know, okay, make it to class.
Yeah.
The team member is still giving up their personal time, okay, for this, but they're still able to get home at, you know, 5:30, have dinner with their family, things like that, instead of take a traditional night course.
Sure,
it's harder
sure.
on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. We've had great success. One of our team members scored the highest score they've ever had on one of their written examinations, which was awesome to hear, right? And so because it's gone so well, we had been running 1 or 2 courses each 8 weeks. In 2023, we've garnered some additional funding because we've proven to the state how well it went. We're going to be offering 4 courses each 8 weeks here in Goshen Elkhart, and we're expanding it to Fort Wayne to service our facilities there in Northwest Indiana, where we'll also be offering 4 classes each 8 weeks throughout 2023. So we're hoping to have, you know, 150 to 200 team members do this exact same thing over the course of 2023.
Oh, that's great. So a great, great partnership with Ivy Tech.
Yes.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
fantastic.
I wasn't aware of that. That's great.
I love it. And a growing number of people that are taking advantage of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right on. I love it.
This episode of Lippert Built to Lead podcast is brought to you by the Lippert Academy for Leadership, the team committed to enhancing your organization's leadership and cultural goals with strategic leadership development programs, on-site training, executive coaching, speaking engagement, and customized solutions. Find out how to get your organization involved at www.lci1.com/academy or send us a message at academy@lci1.com. That's academy@lci1.com.
So working with ops leaders.
Yep.
Skilling, the technical...
Upskilling.
Upskilling and education, right?
Yep.
And you'd mentioned there's like a third component to this.
I'll get to the third one, but I'm going to also praise Ivy Tech. So we've also partnered with, and we want to expand this model when we can, with Elkhart Adult Education.
Okay.
Because we have a number of team members that either from their country of origin or grew up here in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, et cetera, that didn't get their high school diploma for a lot of reasons.
Sure.
Just
mm-hmm.
a lot, life, right?
Sure.
And so we've been able to partner with Elkhart Adult Education and Ivy Tech, and we're going to offer, it's called high school equivalency now. Everyone will know it by GED,
right.
Everyone.
Sure.
But we're offering GED classes that we're doing their assessments now. So we're going to have about 30 people here in Goshen Elkhart that will go on this same schedule every Wednesday from 1 to 5 o'clock and learn. Some of them will be in a class where they're honing their English language skills because you have to be able to read, write well enough to pass the test. Others will be in a second class where they're honing their math skills. And as they transition through these, they will sit for their exam and get their high school diploma. So again, those same people will be able to get their high school diploma, which will then eventually allow them to take these college technical classes. And it just this continuation of, again,
continuous
lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm.
Lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. And so that's providing our operational leaders higher skilled, more motivated because they saw our investment in them and they want to be at a place that's going to invest in them.
Yeah, greater confidence and value and respect. Yeah, all of those
things. Life-changing, man.
Yeah, it's life-changing.
I mean, really. We've been talking on this podcast for, gosh, months and now years, you know, just about the cultural transformation piece. But like, that is part of the cultural transformation is giving people this marketable skills, whether it be within our company or the next thing that they end up doing, where like they can carve a new path for themselves and for their families.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's, and yes, it's for me, it's beyond fulfilling, which is part of why I'm so happy I'm in this position is, you know, and I'll tell you two funny stories. So again, the people that are taking-
We'll decide.
How funny, no, we'll decide how funny they are.
Oh,
if
no.
You even get to the second one.
Oh no, they're good. So when we got our first group over at Ivy Tech and you know, these are adults, they never went to college. Like this was not on their radar. This was not part of their family culture,
sure.
Right? And so we're walking around the first day and one of them, like, look, they just looked and said, hey, do I get a college ID? You know, and it's like, yeah, because they want to show people, look, I'm in college. Look, you never thought I would.
Look
I'm in college.
Right.
And then when I went back on the day that they took the exams, okay, and you know, you got I'm older, so I can say, you know, you got a 42-year-old guy that's giddy because he passed a test and he looks, I haven't taken a test since I was 18. You know what I mean? And
right.
So that's life changing.
Yeah,
like when
is.
You say
yeah.
that, it is. It's like
right.
the Absolutely. Confidence and everything.
And he gets a college ID.
Right.
That's good. I like it.
Right. And then the last piece is corporate-wide training initiatives. So that includes everything from Microsoft Outlook to Teams to Excel to all of that. You know, it sounds good to say, well, I've been working, you know, in the work world for so long and I've had a computer for X number of years and this is how it works. Well, how well do you really know how to collaborate and communicate effectively? Okay, just, you know, you might be able to answer an email, but is that really the best way to communicate? And in 2022, 23, it's not going to be. So how do you use Teams and how do you, because we're a global organization.
Right.
How do I talk to somebody in Italy
That's
and
right.
have this computer translate and I can have somebody who speaks German and we can all be in the same conversation and collaborating and moving forward? Because again, when we talk about innovation, it's the same thing. The longer I wait, okay, maybe they don't care. Okay, but we need answers right now because I'm trying to innovate. I'm trying to move forward and you don't want to wait on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do I use the tools that I have at my fingertips now that I'm walking around with them in my pocket in the best way possible for my team, for myself, for the entire organization? So all three of those pieces kind of fit together.
Now that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you keeping all those plates spinning?
Yeah. And how do you prioritize? I mean, they're all important. How are you prioritizing that work?
Usually I have help, obviously. You know, Kate Fisher's on my team. Lainey Austin's on my team. I report to Elaine Pruitt, you know, our chief HR person and, you know, chief legal. So she has very good insight on, you know, where the organization is going. And so she can help me prioritize and say, okay, so like we're rolling out a new payroll system for entire North America. That's probably pretty important that we train people on both sides, right? The people that have to administer it. So how do I manage it? How do I track it? How do I approve payroll? Make sure, you know, make sure Matt Jarlecki's getting paid right, all those things, right? And then, okay, you're the user. So I used to log in here. Now I have to log in here. If I don't log in here, I'm not going to get paid. So that's pretty important.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to get moved up the list.
Sure.
And then work with technology. So we've been working closely with technology on what are you rolling out? What are people struggling with? What service calls are you getting on things? And so, you know, we can work with them on updating the homepage on the website and making decisions on how to help people navigate Lippert's system.
Yeah.
And so, and just keep talking. I have a great relationship with our VPs and our ops GMs, and you have to be in facilities, and I am a lot talking to them, listening to them. And that's where you get the priorities from.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Edgar, they're all good at telling you what's important to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to get a long list. I'm sure that accumulates quite quickly. And you know, and I think about just even listening to those three things, you know, because whether you're in a facility, because, I mean, we, being as large a company as we are, I put it this way. I don't know how accurate it is, but I think it'll give people a picture is, like, so in our manufacturing facilities, so if we're making axles in Goshen, it's a little bit different than our distribution center in Mishawaka. So you've got almost two different worlds. And so being able to traverse the landscape between the manufacturing realities and then the corporate realities, I mean, that sounds a little tricky to me too. I guess I'm just kind of digging a little bit more because, like, you've got a variety of stuff and you're dealing with a variety of different people at a number of different educational levels.
And what makes me feel confident when I'm able to communicate with you all and then when I go talk to ops leaders or when I go talk to our corporate leaders is, and I'll give you an example from my old education days when I was director of technology. Like if we were going to go buy something and present it to the school board, I was always confident enough that I could look at you and say, hey, you need to spend this money on these kindergartners because I sat in a room with the kindergartners and I know it works. Like, I'm not guessing. Like, I can show you pictures. I can show you the work that they did. Like, this works. Now, are we going to have to train the teachers, you know, that might not be comfortable? Yes. Are we going to have to train the students? Yes. But can they do it? I can answer that question for you. Mm. So it's the same thing here.
Okay.
So if I'm on the floor, so like when we rolled out the GED program, I mean, I talked to every single person at 58. I went to all their team meetings. At 45, I took a person with me to help translate, and we pulled every 900 people together and said, hey, this is a program. You got any questions? And we got feedback from them about some other programs that we run that we're going to modify based on that feedback so that I can present that to our leaders and say, hey, we need to change this. Like, we need to change this because we'll have more people take opportunity of that. And an easy example of that is we're going to roll out our CDL training that we used to do kind of on an ad hoc basis, more formal in 23. And we're going to have three windows of time. And we're going to let our team members know, hey, you're looking to upskill. This is a position that we need and will continually need. How do you get in a position that you can be one of our people that we're going to send for 3 weeks of CDL training and put you in this new job for you? So you have to get your feet on both grounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to talk back and forth.
Right.
You have to physically get there.
That's right. Yeah. Because I think, you know, getting your head around it is contingent on you getting your arms around it, right? Like, you got to be there. You got to really listen up, like you were talking about a moment earlier. So I really appreciate this, Matt. I mean, like, so what can we expect from the training team Here we are at the end of 22. Like, what can we expect from you and your team in the new year?
Okay, so I guess I'll go backwards. So one of the things that we have corporate-wide initiative is, so we're going to continue, we kicked it off at the end of this year, like monthly Microsoft training. So we've done everything from Teams to OneDrive to SharePoint. And again, people think that's simple. Microsoft, you know, in the old days, you used to go from Office 2009 and then they called you and told you, okay, we're going to go to 2011, right? Like, here it comes, and you had 3 months to get ready.
Right.
No, they don't call you anymore. It just updates and you go, oh, it's downloading. Okay, yes. And the button moved from here to here, right? And we added this feature and this. And so we know we have to be continually offering those trainings. So we're going to offer those all 12 months of 23 for anyone. And this is, you know, anybody in our organization has got an email is welcome to come to these trainings.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to continue to do that. I know we're on an audio medium here, but one of the things we're going to push next year is, and we started this year, was like video training. People get comfortable in recording themselves.
Sure.
It's more meaningful. You can do it in 90 seconds. Like, it's wonderful. So again, training people to do that on a corporate level. And then also some deeper training. So also we're going to run these at Ivy Tech, both in Goshen and in Fort Wayne. And then we're going to capture them digitally so we can offer them nationally, is like Excel, like deep dive Excel. So when you say, hey, we're going to be a data-driven organization, and you got all this data, well, I need to be able to sort the data, find the data, mine that data for the right answers to make good decisions. So we have to train people how to do that.
Yeah.
So that's on the corporate side. You heard the technical training. Mm-hmm. And the thing about that is, we're trying to build the model that then we can go anywhere. Because again, these are Department of Labor grants. So can we do this in our Ohio facility, in Florida, in Texas, in California? Yes, we can, but we need to make sure that we have a model that we know works, that we have successful team members coming out of it, and that we can go to your community college and say, look, this is worth you changing a schedule and doing these types of things, because we're going to be able to send plenty of people here because we know this works.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And that's on the technical side. And then also with that, we're going to try and get ahead of some of these initiatives working with ops. So, okay, it's great that you're planning 2 years from now to buy this machine and you're budgeting for this machine and you're doing all these things. Okay, we need to start adding to that list of what skills do people need to run that machine 2 years in advance.
Yeah, that's right.
So that we can work with these people that are going to the technical schools and they're saying, hey, we don't have one of these yet. Like, literally, we don't have one, but I need you to be here so that when it comes off the truck, we're ready to go.
We're ready, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the third piece is always continually looking from day one orientation forward. How can we do a better job to make people more confident that they're willing to make suggestions for improvement? And okay, waste is bad. Okay, it's always bad from day one to the last day you're here. How can you contribute to eliminating that waste and automating that and communicating with each other? So they all bleed into each other,
sure,
but they're all critical in their own realm, I guess.
Right on. That's great. I just feel like I took a speed course. where does the passion for this come from? So we're, you know, Bill and I are here just kind of staring at you. And I was just like, who plugged this guy in? And I think people that are listening, they could feel your energy, man. Like, you've got so much juice when it comes to this type of stuff. Where's that coming from?
I've always enjoyed seeing people do things that they never thought they could do.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like truly, I didn't think I could do that. And simple thing. I didn't know you could. And knowing, you know, this 5 minutes of intervention is going to go, this is going to save me 3 hours every week. Because I do this job every week, 52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
I run, you know, piece rate bonus or whatever that is. Or seeing other people truly going, I never thought I could do it. Like, I never thought I was going to go to college. Never thought I could complete a college course. Yeah. Now they're taking their fifth one.
Wow.
Those are just amazing things, right?
Cool.
Like, how could you not get excited about that?
Yeah. Right.
Like,
when you see the light bulb go off, or you see the excitement, or, right, people feel.
Yeah.
It's all of it.
And right? And it's a true feeling. Just, like, it's not, there's no faking that.
Right.
Like, and
right.
Because they're doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we get all the benefit. Like, we'll get all the benefit. Higher skilled person, more motivated, want to stay here longer. But for them, it's, you can't deny that.
Yeah.
Like, you see their excitement
absolutely,
and go, this is good.
Man. I love it. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Like,
seriously.
Anytime.
We love what you're doing. I mean, like, in my time here, I haven't seen this kind of, you know, concentration, whether it be resources or just energy that we put into this really critical piece in terms of the overall maturing of our company and mm-hmm. our people. And so for that, man, I'm just ever so grateful for you and for everything that you're pouring into this thing.
Yeah, right now. I'd love to see your passion, right? Yeah. It's cool when people get to work in what they love to do, in their passion, right?
Yep.
And so you wake up, I would imagine, if you're anything like me, you wake up in the morning saying, I get to go to work, not I have to go to work.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
And that's the magic. It's like, it's not work.
But you got to match. Know?
Well, I don't match. Well, I don't have time.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's really not hard.
Dude,
I don't have
the budget you have to put into my clothes.
No, it has like nothing to do with budget.
Oh, man, it's got something to do with it.
No, it does not.
Maybe there's a training course here in the future.
Yeah. I'll get him the little cards.
Thanks
there
a lot.
You go.
This goes with this.
There you go. I love it. So, I mean, Matt, like, I guess if you could project out a little bit, I asked you about the coming year, but like, I mean, what does this look like up the road for us? Like what comes to mind for you? Just give us one or two things.
One is continually formalizing it to make it easier for everyone.
Okay.
So that managers know, okay, for you to be able to do this successfully, they need to know this.
Yeah.
So there's both sides of that. One, you know, prioritizing and cataloging what that is, and then coming up with an effective training program for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then an effective assessment so that we know that they know how to do that.
That's right.
That's critical everywhere.
Sure.
And then the other one is continually evaluating going forward, again, making economic decisions on what is the best way to do training. We just looked at a new computer for some baseline training that has AR built into it where you can manipulate models. You know, you've seen all the head goggles and whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can get it. You don't need any goggles. And we can upload our engineering blueprints. And I can literally pull apart our windows that we put together and put it back together. But think how effective that would be if a person in the middle of an assembly line could see how everything went together
completely.
That impacted their job.
That's
and
right.
that I could do that in where we're sitting right now. Like yeah. I could show you from beginning to end where we're sitting here. Amazing, right?
Game-changing stuff.
Right. Yeah. And so, again, we have to be on the cutting edge of our manufacturing facilities and production facilities and assembly, but also on the training side, right? There's new tools coming. And like you mentioned about like COVID and things like that, you needed to be ready for that.
Without
it's the
question.
Same thing for us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we have to Very stay cool. ahead. So that means I have to keep learning.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I got to learn a new way to, you know, teach Bill how to match,
that's
you know?
That's right. That's right. You got your hands full.
This isn't all about Bill. Thank you, Matt.
Man, it's been great having you with us today. I mean, I think a lot of people are learning about like just another way at which Lippert is taking steps forward right now. And so, Matt, thank you for everything that you're doing right now. And I know as we're wrapping up here today, you know, for people that are listening in and they want to know a little bit more about maybe what's happening with Jurlecky, but they're intrigued by some of the moves that Lippert's making in terms of making our culture better. And I certainly think the training piece is part of it. But if there's anything that we can do for you to help you take steps forward, we would love for them to reach out to you. Is that right, Bill?
Absolutely.
That's right. How do they reach out?
Going online at academy@lci1.com.
That's right. And they'll get to you at that point?
It will come directly
to
me.
So Bill's our director for the academy, and we love to help organizations take their next steps towards transforming their culture. Matt is here as another expression of how Lippert is doing that throughout our entire company. And again, Jurlecky, thanks, my friend. Always great to see you, man.
Hey, thank you for the invite.
I really appreciate
it.
Just sitting in the same room with you.
Super fun to be with you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, folks, thanks for joining in with us with Bill and for Jurlecky. This is Edgar Cuello, your host. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's Built to Lead episode. If you have a story to share or are interested in learning how you can be a business as a force for good, please visit us at www.lci1.com/academy. And please follow Lippert on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the view or mission of Lippert Components Incorporated.